Hello everyone, this is Aditya Mehta and you are listening to the podcast on personality development. Today's episode is really special as for the very first time, we have a 12-year-old kid as a guest, a boy who has written a fantasy novel named as Friends, The Secret Adventure at just the age of 11. And not only that, he plays musical instruments like Casio, guitar, and many more. So please allow me to welcome the wonderful Dev Sangoi along with his mother, Divya Sangoi. So first of all, Dev and Divya, welcome to the podcast on personality development. I'm so glad that you guys are here.
Yeah, hi Aditya.
Thank you
for having us.
Well, wonderful. So, you know, I have a lot of questions prepared for you guys, but the very first thing I would like to ask Dev, Dev, you have mentioned on your Instagram bio that you are a big Potterhead, and I am a Potterhead as well. So which one is your favorite house in Harry Potter movie?
My favorite house is Gryffindor from the Harry Potter movie.
Wow, that's pretty amazing because that's where Hermione as well is, and for some reason I like her so much. And also Harry Potter is in Gryffindor house, so that's just wonderful. But I also like, sometimes I also like the house of Slytherin because without Slytherin Gryffindor wouldn't have been the champion, so that's just amazing. Well, diving straight into the first question which I have for you, Dev, like, you started this book at the age of 11 and you have mentioned hold together a different world, a different topsy-turvy town and topsy-turvy world. What was the motivation of yours to actually start writing this book?
So yeah, I'm fond of reading since my childhood, and I was very fascinated about the imaginary adventurous stories kind of thing. In my elocution classes also, on a regular basis, I need to present, you know, a synopsis of my story, which I have finished in a week's time. So in that process, one day something sparked my mind that whether I can write a story and whether the people who will read my story can present their synopsis and their views on my book and my story, whether this was even possible. So yeah, this was the first and foremost motivation to start writing this book. And of course, this pandemic has also played a crucial role in forms of, you know, leisure time to work towards achieving my book writing dreams.
That's wonderful. And you mentioned that from your childhood, but you are still a child and you have done some great work. But I am pretty fascinated by the novel itself that you have written. Like, I read the whole book, and believe me or not, that I started that book, like, and because of my work, I couldn't complete it on a very single day. But whenever I was working, I was just thinking, oh my God, like, what must Fred and Lucas will be doing right now? Because it's such an addicted kind of story, because once you start reading it, you just have to finish it, okay, on that very day.
Because you go into that world with them, you feel like you are into them. Yeah.
Right. That's really nice. And to be very honest, whenever I read books as well, I just go into that world, you know. I imagine things in my head, and like before starting the recording session also, like I told you that I actually imagined that I am one of the character of the book, and that was Fred, okay, because I just loved that character. And I just thought that, you know, I have to complete the book, but due to my work, I couldn't complete it in a day, but it took me a week to complete. But all those time, wherever, you know, I wasn't reading a book, I was actually thinking about the book. like what will be the next part which I am going to read. That's just wonderful. But like you have used a completely different dimensional world, I would say, like, you know, topsy-turvy town and topsy-turvy world. Like, are you always interested into these kind of things? Like, from where did you got this idea of writing a story which includes the concept of a totally different dimension of the world?
So yeah, as I mentioned, I love to read mysterious and adventurous stories, and even if time permits, I like to watch animated, adventurous and thrilling movies where people, you know, fight for their rights, win the battle against all the odds of nature, and, you know, save the community, Mother Earth, and live happily thereafter. Even I used to think that why am I not a part of such world? The world which is full of wild forests, different species of animals, the mysterious universe, and calmness, which always attracted me. In my dream also, I always used to be part of such stories, and that's how I developed a concept of other imaginary and happily living world.
That's just amazing, dude. I mean, I always take that as well. I think that's where our behavior is very much common, because I always think about it. Like, there is one book by Brandon Mull, The Five Kingdoms, okay, which I read. It's a 5-book series. A huge shout out to Brandon Mull over here. Like, it's such an amazing story. And whenever I read it, okay, I always think that why am I not a part of this story? Like, if I can be a single character of it, that would be just amazing, you know? So I'm pretty sure what you are feeling right now and with which feeling you have written this amazing story. But there is one question which I would like to ask Divya over here. Like, in this entire book, okay, he has, you know, showed some amazing moral values, like, you know, moral values in friendship, moral values like helping other people who are in need, and, you know, like, most of the moral values which, you know, nowadays are vanishing from this world, but he has shown some great values in his book. From where do you think that he's getting these good moral values in his life?
Yes, correct. I can say, you know, Aditya, one popular saying is that to acquire knowledge, one must study. But to acquire wisdom, one must observe. So I feel this is very much true in case of Dev. You know, he has learned many values in his life from people around him, came across in his life till date, and friendship is one of them. And I also feel very strongly that, you know, his nani, Dev's, my mother, you know, Dev's nani, whenever she visits, you know, so she spends time with him and always ensure that moral values and religious belief are inculcated in Dev by way of stories. You know, and Dev also, you know, very much enjoy with her. So, for example, story of like Krishna, Sudama, or, you know, Lord Mahavir, or Gautam Buddha, for that matter, Ram Lakshman, for, you know, brotherly love, or Ram Dashrath, or Ravan, etc. So Dev inquisitively, you know, used to pose so many questions, you know, I have seen. So due to his imaginary mind, he used to ask many questions, and I think he developed many of his values from that thing. Yes, I feel it has contributed a lot.
Wow, that's really nice. And, you know, like, it also proves that why many people say that having an elderly image in the family, it's so important that to cultivate such important values in child's mind, and you know, having those religious beliefs, it, you know, in inculcating in them is really, really important. And because of all these beliefs, you know, Dev is going to be a great person, and he is a great person today itself, and by the things which he's showing, it's just completely amazing. But apart from all these things, like you mentioned that he asks a loads of questions, and I do know that this question is just out of the box, and it's just my curiosity that does Dev asks you questions related to, you know, different world and different dimensions of the world as well.
He used to ask me, but as a normal mother, or you can say in a normal routine schedule, because I hardly get a time nowadays. So it's like he used to ask me, and then I'm like giving answers anytime, then I ignore also, you know, as a time permits. But I have seen that whenever he asks these questions to Nani, Nani never ignores any silly questions or any intelligent, you know, she will answer always. So I feel he's, you know, more, you know, you can say clear in asking Nani now, at least right. In current situation.
That is just amazing. I think, you know, I was always asking questions to my mom as well, like back in my childhood, like, you know what, why this is the case? I mean, you know, where does this sunlight comes and why it is so much longer? I mean, why can't we touch them? You know, so all these questions always there were in my mind, and looking in Dev, I just feel that my entire childhood is like coming back to me. I'm still a child, by the way. Like I love, you know, still I still ask questions to all the people who meet me and who try to tell me about different dimensions of the world as well. And I think that's one of the reasons I always start watching things and read novels like Prince the Secret Adventure as well. Like, I always am looking for the answers, you know.
Yeah, to Adam, I also wanted to mention to, you know, his curiosity and imagination. We have bought him a telescope also recently, you know, on his last birthday. And now he is more into that world, you know, by looking, you know, through telescope and asking me n number of different questions. Mama, why it is showing me like that? Or Mama, how it works, you know? Wow. So that is a new thing which he is now, you know, fascinated with.
That's just wonderful. And Dev, I'm feeling a bit jealous from you right now because you have a telescope and I don't have one. So, but I'm pretty sure that I think now I'm going to get one. I mean, without any question. So, Dev, like you mentioned that you read a lot of books and you love reading as well. So, which genre do you read most of the times?
So, I like mystery and adventure the most. But I also like to listen to stories of, you know, Ramayana, Mahabharata and Lord Mahavir, which my nani reads for me, as my mom told. So whenever she comes to stay with me, and I listen to these stories because they help me to understand how the great people fought against the evil, the demons, and won the battle in reality and not in imagination, as to how I am writing the story.
That's just amazing, Dev. I mean, there are two things which I like the most about you right now, that you are observant. That is the very first thing. Okay. The very second thing is that you try to ensure that you learn from each and every story after observing it, which is just amazing. And as a 12-year-old kid, it is one of the best things that you have in your life. And I would just say that keep on continuing that, because it's one of the best gifts that you have it right now with you, and make sure that you use it to the fullest level as well. However, going on with another question of mine, Divya, this one is for you. Like, Dev is playing guitar, he plays other music instruments as well, he is a stand-up comedian as well, And now he's an author as well. Like, all these things are from the creative world, which he's doing right now. So, you know, did you ever thought that, you know, these are the things which he has and you want him to pursue towards it? Or it's like he was the one to identify it and came to you and said, you know what, I want to learn these and these all things. What was the scenario over there?
See, to be honest, it didn't, you know, started like that. As a normal every parent, you know, we feel we want to give best and our kid should be excelling in everything. As a general phenomenon, which every parent thinks. Right. So, you know, with that mindset, you know, what happened is we as a parent always taught him to be passionate in whatever he does, be it anything for that matter. Hence, so along with the education, what we started exploring, like, you know, other interest areas. See, education is must, I agree, no second thought or no, you know, discussion on that. But along with education, we thought that, you know, some interest areas, you know, which will go a long way for him, both ways, in professional and personal life. So I feel we identified music specifically for him. As you know, music was somewhere in our family. As a matter of that, my mom is a singer. So she is still singing. She goes for some, you know, programs and all. I also learned some classical singing, but it's now I'm not doing it. I'm not pursued. Once it goes. So now for Dev, what we thought, you know, as a joint decision, what we thought it, let's try with Dev, you know, and it will give him a passion also. It may develop. So we actually, when he was in senior KG, we started his journey with, first of all, with Casio. Hardly he could read it also that time. So with Casio, he has picked up so well that he played within 1.5 years or so, he was playing with both hands. So then we were like, why not? And he himself, he was saying, Mama, I want to go, I want to go. Then we said, okay, fine. Then he went for harmonium. Then in a school program, he played a keyon for a week and then he mastered keyon also. And then obviously guitar. So at the age of 10, he started learning guitar because that is a right age for guitar strings. So music came with that thing. And coming to his acting skills as a stand-up comedian or maybe as an anchor, yeah, that credit goes to his father. His father is into it. Not as a professionally, but he likes. Okay. So he's very good in that. So whenever any school event used to happen, you know, so in various skit or a role play, he used to enact very, you know, with very ease, you can say. You know, I never have to work so much with Dev for that thing, you know, once or twice and he's done. So that was the thing and he has picked up every time and everything. It's like, see, I always wanted him that, okay, you know, this time you have done, they've stand-up comedian. So next time you perform, maybe anchoring or something else. Right. And he's the one child who will never say no. No, Mama, you know, why to? He will always take it positively. Yes, Mama, let's try. So in that also, I feel he's very ready for venture thing. You know, you can say he's very adventurous in that. Let me try this, whether I can do it or no. Wow. So zyada se zyada kya hoga? We say no. Participation is very important.
Very important.
So that is very motto for him and for me both. So we are like, okay, let's give it a try. But somewhere, you know, right brain is, I think, more better working rather than left. So he is good in those fields. As a creative kid. So he supported us.
That's really amazing. And you know, as you mentioned that he's a stand-up comedian as well. So Dev, like, what kind of stand-up comedy do you pursue for? Like, is it a roasting comedy or is it something like, you know, a proper joke kind of comedy? Like, what comedy would you prefer to?
So I prefer jokes more, other than the other type of comedy, because I like jokes and I like cracking jokes, making people laugh. So that's why. And roasting, not much. I don't like roasting that much, but I like to mimic people, like famous people like Amitabh Bachchan or any person. I like to mimic them, their voice, what they say, like the famous quotes and dialogues from their movies. So I like to do that.
Well, that's pretty amazing. And, you know, I really, really wish if you could perform one of the mimic right on this show, if that's possible for you.
Okay, yeah, I'll do it.
Wonderful.
So I'll perform the dialogue of Sunny Deol's Tariq Pe Tariq dialogue.
Okay.
So, Tariq Pe Tariq, Tariq Pe Tariq, Tariq Pe Tariq, Tariq Pe Tariq milti rahi hai. Lekin corona se mukti nahi mili bhagwan. मुक्ति नहीं मिली मिली है तो सिर्फ ये तारीख.
Well, that's nice and I like the improvisation which you made in that. Tahik pe tahik par corona se mukti nahi mil rahi hai, and that is
yeah,
really
because of the current
scenario.
Situation.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, dude, and that's a wonderfully written set. I'm pretty much sure that whenever you are performing stand-up comedy next, I am going to be a part of it. I hope I'll get a free pass to enter in your show. So wonderful. So, you know, we are almost at the end of this show, and I am really curious to ask you this, like, is there going to be a sequel of Friends, A Secret Adventure? Are these friends, that is Fred and Lucas, are they going to go back to the topsy-turvy town, or how it's going to be?
So, first of all, I'm writing another book, and I'm in the early stages of writing another book, though I don't want to reveal whether it is a sequel or it is a completely different story and a book. Let it remain as a suspense. But yeah, I'll tell one thing that is for sure. The next book is going to be more exciting, more thrilling, and with a lot of twists and turns. So stay tuned.
Well, that isn't that nice. You are smart as well as intelligent at the same time and creative. I wish I can have all the three qualities at the same time, but okay. So, but that's pretty smart of you not revealing, but you know, I am very much eager to read the next book, and I'm definitely sure audience will be after they are going to read this book of yours. And I'm pretty much sure that it's you know, available at different places. So audience, what I'm going to do is I'm going to specify the links of where you can find that book right in the description panel. So make sure to check that out and buy that book, because I loved it, and I'm pretty much sure that you are going to love it as well. And make sure to all the parents, the very simple message to all of you, make sure that you buy it for your kid, because it has some great moral values which your child should learn. So with that being said, Dave and Divya, one more time, thank you so much for being a part
of this
show.
Thanks for your kind words and encouragement and having me here in your podcast.
Thank you so much, Aditya. Seriously, it's a great great encouragement for Dave as well, because this is the first time what we have actually you can say coming across, because yesterday
right.
Only we were at one event where Dave got awarded as a budding author.
Wow.
So that trophy is on the house now, and today's podcast. So I don't know. It's a cherry on cake, maybe. So Dave is thrilled and his tests are over. So I feel he's, will rock now.
Well, I'm pretty much sure, Dave, as your tests are over, we can meet someday and we can put in a good show on Instagram as well.
Yeah,
you and
sure.
Me together. And I'm really excited for that, believe me. So,
that would be great.
Same here. I'm very excited for you.
Wonderful. So, audience, stay tuned. I'm going to meet Dave soon. And make sure to follow us on Instagram. I'll mention the link in the description. And we are going to come together and we are going to do some stuff on Instagram. So stay tuned for that as well. With that being said, today's episode ends over here. In the next season is going to start from next week, the season 5, that is the career stream, where I am bringing the MIT professors and the strategist, a leadership development coach, and a guy who makes sure that you are healthy enough in the path of your career. So stay tuned with this podcast as well. Next season coming up next week, make sure that you follow this podcast. And if you feel that this episode and this podcast adds value in your life, then make sure to share it with your loved ones, because they deserve to know as well. So this is Aditya Mehta, guys, along with Dave Sangoi and Divya Sangoi, signing off from this episode. See you in the next one. Till then, peace out.